Welcome back to Overdunk, everybody, your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. My name is Zoinks, joined here as per usual with Deucenex and Bridget. Deucenex, it has been quite a week. Last time we talked, I believe that we just basically spent the whole episode talking about all the various Ditto merch on PokemonCenter.com, but how have you been since the great Ditto reveal?
Good. Got to spend plenty of time with my family, which is, of course, amazing. Have played almost no Unite, which is not amazing, but staying up to date with VOD reviews and just in my own time trying to stay as caught up as possible, but I'm excited. We've got NEIC on the horizon, and it's hard to not get excited about that.
Yeah, exactly. Bridget, how about you? How have you been?
Pretty good. Had a nice, restful, long weekend. We were off in the States, so that was very nice, very chill for me before we all venture to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And for everybody to know, it is not this coming weekend, as of recording. It's not this coming weekend. It is the following. But we are basically treating this episode as our NAIC pre-show, just because we most likely will not have an episode next week. So, hooray! We're going to be talking a lot about NAIC, of course, making predictions. What do we think the metagame is going to look like? What teams do we think are going to come out on top? Talk about the final stretch a little bit, and then just all the fun things we're excited about experiencing at a live Pokemon Unite event, because they're sick. And I am so excited for everybody I'm going to get to see again at NEIC, because I got to go last year, seeing a lot of those people again. I'm also so excited to see new people. If anybody like is coming out to NEIC for the first time, I know there was a lot of people out there who were like watching from the outside looking in last year, and were like, never again. and they are coming through this time. So I am I'm personally very, very excited about that. It's going to be awesome. But yeah, as for me, my week was pretty great. Long weekend was a lot of fun. Met up with a lot of friends. IRL, I guess, did a bunch of partying. It was a great time. But we also were able to weave in a little bit of VOD review. We have Toon in chat, so I thought I should bring it up. I'm trying to think of the best screen to pull up for like video watchers on this. Maybe this. We'll see. Okay, it says Underdunk. Just chill, everybody. It's not going to be right. Okay. So, for audio listeners, I have a whiteboard in my room now. It's a big thing for me now. It's kind of become my whole personality. And on the top of it, I have written the official, in quotations, UCS power rankings. 1 through, and I think we did the math, it's actually only 30 teams, not 31. So let me erase 31. Throughout the coming months, I am going to be filling up this board with teams and where I think they are on my definitive power rankings. They are going to constantly adjust and move probably up until the World Championships in August, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And so far, we only have a handful of names. So far, first place, we are keeping Fusion in number one, but there's asterisks out there. It was a scary grand finals for them, so Fusion is on first place notice. I will say that much. Second place, we have Champion Lord in Japan. This coming weekend, we are going to have the Japan Qualifier Championship, so that's going to be really definitive. We might see Champion Lord move. We might see Japan rise. Who knows? The third one, we're saving for whoever gets second in Japan. We are very pro-Japan on this list so far. Fourth place, Shinnen Rude. That already might be changing. I've been considering that a lot. Then we jump down to eighth place, where we currently have Nouns Esports. Deucenex, we were talking on stream the other day when we placed them there. How do you feel about EU in the top 10?
I don't hate it if Nouns keeps their trajectory going.
Okay.
I think is what I said last time we were on broadcast too. Like if the Nouns we have now continues to progress forward as they have since they found this air quotes world's roster, I don't hate it.
Okay. Sick. Yeah.
I am leery. I don't hate it.
Okay. All right. There. I'm down for that too. 10th place. I have Zora Tigers Gaming from Korea, the only Korean team to qualify. However, I was very impressed with their draft. A few of their players are unbelievably skilled. They might be currently overrated, but I'm pretty confident in this team. The only thing that's kind of detracting from their performance is a kind of suboptimal showing in ACL. I think they got like fifth, sixth in that tournament. And then in 17th and 20th, respectively, we have Legacy and Dream Max. After doing the VOD review of Brazil, I just wasn't super impressed with what we saw. So Brazil definitely taken a little bit of a knock on that. But anyway, podcast listeners, YouTube viewers, Twitch enjoyers, I'm sure we will give you many, many board updates as the weeks go on with this podcast. It will be a consistent factor of what we're doing. But anyway, right now, Bridget or Deusnext, is there any heresy, anything so extremely wrong that it needs to be changed right now on this board? Or are we okay leaving it for this second?
I do think I agree with you. Shin and Rude slides. Okay. I don't know how many spots. I think they're still in the top 10 for sure.
Okay.
But fourth seems difficult. I'd be like at a comfortable 6-7, and I think that's a good place to maneuver from.
Okay, Bridget. We currently have 6-7 going once for Shin and Rude. How about you?
I'm aligned. That was kind of the only one I was...
Okay.
I was the most unsure of. I did watch a little of their regions qualifiers, but it was kind of a while ago, so...
Okay, hear me out. I think we are going to put them at 7 right now because they literally got the same placement as Nouns at EUIC.
Okay. I'm aligned.
Shannon, I can respect that.
Rude. Obviously, the teams have changed. Nouns in particular have kind of leveled up since then, but I guess we kind of have to assume that SAR did as well, seeming as they won their region. So it's a bit of a question mark. Did I spell Nouns wrong? No, it's on there, correct? What are you talking about, Wonder Chef? All right. Anyway.
Jeff is just mad because he knows he's buckled in for a podcast that's going to be longer than 42 minutes or whatever his mental threshold is for our podcast.
We got to get Chef on again to guest sometime just so we can make it the longest episode we've ever had.
I agree.
Rake him over.
I agree.
Awesome. All right, well, everybody, be excited about that. I'll probably talk about it at the end, too, but just a little bit of a plug. This weekend on Friday night and Saturday night in US times, I'm gonna be doing a VOD review, a live watch party of the PJCS or the Japan Top 8 Regional Finals. It's gonna be super fun. I think Spraggles is gonna be joining me, Dupesnack's gonna be joining me, I hope Bridget is also gonna be joining us. It kind of depends, it's a really long time, so Bridget, if you have any free time this weekend, you're welcome to come out. Spraggles is also gonna be live, as am I, and we're gonna have some fun duels between our streams throughout the evening. We've been cooking a little bit, so look forward to some shenanigans and some great Pokemon Unite, and looking at what Japan's going to be capable of. But
that's gonna be sick.
Speaking of which, and by which I mean Jake and other content creators, that brings us to the first topic of tonight's podcast episode. Before we get into all the NAIC pre-show shenanigans, predictions, excitement, all that stuff, we should talk about a big amount of discourse that was going on, at least on Twitter and on YouTube today. And great, another Game is Dead video has emerged. Chris put out about, I think it was like a 10-minute, 15-minute video about just kind of their qualms with the games recently, a lot of the specifics towards just how difficult it's been in the content creation realm and just how difficult it's been in the solo queue realm to enjoy Pokemon Unite, just really hurting with a player base and hurting with viewership. And then Spraggles did a reaction video where he kind of added in his own thoughts, what he disagreed with, what he agreed with, all that kind of stuff. I think all three of us have had a chance to watch it, so we just kind of wanted to weigh in. What are we thinking about the game of Unite right now? I've monologued for a while, so Bridget, why don't you jump in first? How are you feeling about the Unite is Dead atmosphere out there right now?
It's hard because I understand their kind of unique perspective, especially, I mean, I guess Chris and Spraggles, that this is not only their hobby, this is their life and their career currently.
Right.
So I feel like they are feeling the deadness of the game, the weight, a lot more than I am. I don't necessarily, like, as just a player in the game, I'm not necessarily feeling like it's dead because I like draft and I like the meta, but I pretty much agreed a lot with the main point, I feel like, of the video, that we haven't had anything exciting in a long time. And I feel like it was almost a joke at first, like support players being like, we haven't gotten anything in like a year. Mm-hmm. And it was like, okay, haha, yeah, it sucks. But now it's like, oh my god, like, okay, we're getting Cerulege, but What about anything for anyone? Like, I am confused on the roadmap. And I know a lot of it's based around this Chinese beta or release or whatever they're
That's the
seemingly
big theory,
focusing
right?
on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the big theory. I mean, at this point, though, it's really hard to dispute that said theory just because we do
Right.
have nothing at this point. But we do have an announced other title that is similar to ours, but it's going to be different, and we don't know if ours is going to mimic it or if it's not or what's going to happen. All we know is that they're focusing there and that thing is also not released. So it's just a lot of question marks there. But Dupesnax, how about you?
I have a tendency to agree. So, I'm with Bridget as I don't feel the same stresses that Spraggles and Chris Heroes do. They're right though. You know, the content flow has like in-game content, I mean, is so low. Not just supports, but in general. It's tough to feel excited about something that feels like it's getting stagnant. We are also we being like I say us on this podcast, right? Because we kind of put ourselves intentionally in this niche bubble where we get to consistently focus on the best part of the game, which is the competitive scene of it, right?
Right.
The organized play portion. And I think we're fairly critical, fairly as in balanced, when we talk about the aspect that we've decided to focus on. But it's like really tough for me to speak to the player base, and the how annoying and obnoxious like draft is and solo queue and stuff. I legit have not played solo queue more than maybe 10 games in the last 4 seasons. It's just not how I like to ingest the game. It's not like my most fun, and maybe a part of that is because of all of the things they listed in their video. I'm just so far removed from it that I don't know if I can speak to that. What I do think is no one truly feels correct in when they're making their assessments because they're making them based on whatever their gripe is, right? So like Chris and Spraggles have a very good kind of holistic view on solo queue, and I get that. But like we're already seeing 17 different suggestions in our chat about how the game needs to bounce back, right? And to me, I think the biggest lesson out of all of it is the longer you go without meaningful content injections into the game, the better and bigger the next one has to be to try and make up that ground. And if Unite has taught us anything in these last 18 months, is that it hasn't been successful at that. It's easier to have misses when you have a miss, but then fix it quickly. And then it becomes like, okay, well, that was kind of a miss. And then they fixed it, and that, you know, they have a 2 week patch cadence or whatever, and they fixed it, and it's cool. Like, oh, Tyranitar is a problem or whatever, but they kind of fixed it, and it's cool. But it's like every 2 weeks, it's just kind of shifting and changing, and we're getting characters every 6 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever. And then it's like, okay, well, it's a little bit more flexible and malleable, and it's more fun and stays fresh that way. But like the longer you go, like somebody mentioned, we need a new map. Like maybe at this point, that's how you save it, right? You have to have this massive just injection of creativity to pull everybody back to go see what this big new thing is, rather than just being able to kind of chomp away at it, nibble by nibble, bit by bit, in manageable, swallowable bites, rather than trying to have to do you know, a hot dog eating contest worth of work to try and make something happen. So, that's kind of the long and the short of it for me.
Landhands, they did announce Theia Sky Ruins at Worlds in 2022. It was pretty sick. We
So
got to like
hype.
talk over the event. It was really awesome. Like it was like this video that we just got to play and showcase it. It was so cool. I'm agreeing with you two. Obviously, I think we're right on point. I think one of the most interesting points that both Spraggles and Chris brought up in their videos was referencing one of the hardest times in Unite, which was the Mewtwo Y meta, right? It has turned a lot of players off from the game, but it brought so many people into the game at that moment. And I think that is just a testament to, like, this game could go on forever as long as you're feeding it. Like, if people were willing to be just absolutely have their hearts destroyed by Zacian and Mewtwo and still be playing this game, like, you just need more content. Like, how are we content dry with a Pokemon IP? That is bizarre to me. Like, it is, I mean, obviously it's just resource dedication or something or whatever it is. But I know that, like, yeah, I don't know. It's tough. And obviously these problems have been going on for quite some time. This is obvious. It's bubbling to the surface from a few people, like big content creators, but it's affecting the competitive level of play too now, which is a huge bummer. Like, players aren't as incentivized to keep playing. The player base is extremely small, which makes ranked really terrible to experience, especially 5-stack ladder and all that kind of stuff, whatever that is. So that starts shrinking. And we have, like, tournament signups all year long were way smaller than they were in previous years. And this year, they added prize pools to monthlies to try to increase player consistently throughout months. And it didn't work because, and like, I don't think it was the problem with the prize pools. Like, I think that honestly kept more players around, if anything. I just think that we have such a lower player base than we did for the last 2 years, both competitively and casually. And we're at the point, I was messaging Spragas a little bit about this before the episode started, but like in the past, especially year one, maybe in a little bit year two of like competitive Unite, I used to be one of the way more like conservative about changes. I was like, I definitely don't want emblems. Like, no way I want EX Pokemon. Like all of these things. I just like, I want to make sure the competitive integrity is important and blah, blah, blah. And like, we're at the point in this game where it's like, pff, I don't freaking, like, we need a casual player base to exist if competitive will ever exist. And it's like at this point where I'm willing to make drastic changes and, you know, give things up to make that happen. So yeah, and I'm not saying I don't think competitive is at fault. Dupesnax, you mentioned it before, competitive is one of the best parts of this game, and I completely agree. It's what keeps my interest and attention dedicated towards this game. Yeah, you and I are similar, but all that being said, I'm a pretty weird, like, I actually enjoy solo queue. I prefer solo queuing to stacking with people primarily. When I play games like this, like, I am not a hardcore grinder competitive member. Like, I just like to have fun. And so having draft in ranked mode is like my perfect hybrid, where I'm like, yeah, like, I mean, I think a little bit at the start, try to pick my Pokemon based on what the enemy team's picking, what I pick, and then, you know, we just go in, we have fun, we win, we lose, it is what it is. I think it's healthy, but it's, you know, it's, I think it's the best way to enjoy solo queue, but it is not a, like, grinder's mindset, which a lot of people want from a solo queue experience, which, we don't have right now. But all that to say, like, every time these conversations get brought up, everyone just starts bringing up all the things that could fix it. I literally think any of these ideas could fix it. We just gotta implement more of them. Just throw things at the wall at this point, but.
Yeah, and I feel like it makes me laugh and cry a bit, I guess, that everyone thought draft was gonna, like, fix everything. People were so excited and wanted it so bad. I did too, and I mean, I like it, but maybe I know it was kind of gated behind customs or, like, competitive, basically, tourneys for a while, and I had experienced that, but a lot of the player base hadn't and weren't, I think, really considering how much longer it takes, how it can be glitchy, how, like, I don't know why people are surprised sometimes their random bans Sableye. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, right, people were picking kind of whatever they want anyway, so I don't understand why people are upset that people are still doing that in drafts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
thank you. I have always said that. I am, like, baffled when people are like, wow, how are they first picking that? I'm like, because they're playing like they normally would. Like, I don't, this is no different than what it was previously. It's just
exactly,
it takes a bit longer now.
There's no guardrails that have been implemented along with drafts, and I'm with you, Bridget. I was the, you know, this is a gargantuan, yeah, I thought this was going to be a true solution to the bullet hole, and it ended up being a Band-Aid, right? I think it did improve for some people, but it didn't for others, you know? And it didn't have the limitations it needed. It wasn't implemented early enough into the life of the game to kind of bring everybody along forever, right? I mean, it's happened 2.5 years in. I mean, that's a long time.
A year and a half after it was implemented for competitive, right?
Correct.
Which is
So,
the devastating one to me, but
right, and that's
yeah.
insane. The other thing is there's no role queue, which, you know, people talk about, you know, how do you expand the depth of the drafts? Well, you know, you have more people, you know, supports and defenders are just going to get more games. What do you want to do? If you want to lock in Cinderace or be forced into all-rounder, and I know it kind of sucks because like the game isn't perfectly structured against its positions like that. But if you're trying to bring people along and learn them, having that guardrail is something that kind of ensures that there's at least some level of built-in cohesion across your team by having role queue. That's something a lot of other games have established, which are those kind of presupposed guardrails for when you do go into draft mode. So even the newest person to draft, no matter what, they're kind of role queued into what they're going for, and at least they understand, okay, like I role queued as attacker, so I'm going to take choose an attacker Pokemon. And the last thing I'll say in terms of changes, I kind of think it's, you know, I think you need to move fast, break stuff, as long as you can fix stuff quickly. I'm in that camp, Zoinks. I think I was with you at the beginning, and I think I jumped to that camp sooner than you did. It kind of sounds like we're all there now. But like I just watched Dream League this weekend. They dropped a patch in between their qualifying rounds and their top eight rounds or whatever. Like in that week, they just dropped the biggest patch that Dota has seen in like a year and a half, and it was awesome. It was these top teams that are like, well, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I bet
And
players
you literally
hated it,
got
but
to you got to learn it on the fly. But yeah, but sometimes it's not about the competitive players because it's the smallest sliver of margin that you have to play to things like what keeps the audience excited, what gets the casters excited, what gets your content creators out there and doing patch reviews for 7 hours just to get everybody ready for this big event. And it kind of feed it doesn't feed the competitive players necessarily. Some player competitive players, I guarantee you, thrive in that. The more chaos there is and the less knowledge there is, the better they are. So like an overlord, if everything got flipped on its head, would have a much better time in a situation of chaos while everybody else is trying to keep up because they're so mechanically sound, than maybe somebody, whatever, we'll say like myself, who needs infinite reps on a certain character to be able to even be kind of proficient at it.
Right.
So just to throw that dichotomy out there. But anyways, the game might not be dead, but this horse is certainly dead. So.
It's again, we get to the point, right, where we're like, sure, yeah, do that then, but just do it. Do something. Like, I don't really, at this
Exactly.
point, I don't care what their central fix is. Like, I think it's whatever it may be, just do it at this point.
One more all-arounder,
That's all I care
please.
about. Quick question before we move on. Actually, yeah, but as long as it's Sarah Lynch, please, I do want that Pokemon. we'll be talking about NAS here in a moment, but we've seen the seasonals be one of the biggest changes that have brought to the game, right? It's what brought draft in, and eventually it was like we have it at 1400, we have EX Pokemon, we don't. If next ranked season had no draft, would you be excited or upset about that?
I wouldn't be excited because I play with other individuals and it makes it fun in that sense. So I also understand that my experience is not the common experience in the game.
Yeah, that's fair. Bridget, how about you?
If they nerf TTR, blind pick works for me. If
Okay,
not,
sure.
then
Get your
everyone is going
TTR
to
counters,
realize how
everybody.
horrible TTR would be without draft.
Yeah. Oof.
So.
Yeah, blind pick back. Oh man. Okay. Yeah, that is a little concerning, but I
But
would also
aside
be
from
bummed,
that,
so.
I would be a little bummed because I like draft, but I would like that the, I don't know, seeing how much they're willing to change even between seasons, I think is kind of
Yeah.
interesting. So I wouldn't hate that they're trying something again. You know what I mean?
Agree. All right, well, chat, please let us know if next season had no draft. Let us know if that would be a good thing or a bad thing in your opinion. Same if you're watching on YouTube, please leave a comment and let us know. But all right, so that is if the game is dead or not. I think we're still coming to a no, but we just need stuff. We need stuff. That's my answer at this point in time. Let's Rex saying bad with a lot of A's and a lot of D's. I'm with you, Rex. Hell yeah. All right. Let's talk about the fun thing, though. NAIC is happening in literally 2 weekends. We're going to be live in person in New Orleans. It's already been talked about. Deuce and X and I are going to be commentating. Bridget, you're already signed up as a spectator. Fortunately, no final stretch for you, but we'll be coming to hang out. Yeah, it's all right. It is going to be such a fun event. Last year's NAIC was something special. I think that this one is going to be awesome, too. So why don't we just, before we even get into topic, what is the one thing about NAIC, event, tournaments, teams, meta, anything, what is the one thing that you are most excited for about the North America International Championships? Deuce Snakes.
Live cryo, baby.
Yeah, that's fair. That's really, really good. That is a good one. Bridget, how about you?
I was going to say, watching the games live.
Being in the crowd.
Being in the crowd. It's so fun. Yeah. It is. I hope they have the player cams on everyone I think, for EUIC. I just am excited to be the loudest people there, too, compared to the other titles were a hoot. So. Yeah. I'm very excited just to watch some good games, honestly.
Me too. Niwa, I am also excited for NA on stage beef. Players, I love you. Please pop off. But two things, please don't throw headsets and please use safe for kids words, because I love the energy, I do, but Pokemon will slap wrists. So that's all I'm asking, okay? Have fun, but there's just two guidelines. That's all it is. But
no Uzi cam, we're fine.
No, I mean, it's fine if they can't, but it's great. Oh, man. It's a sad thing we get in the Uzi cam. I'm just excited for Rex cam. Rex cam has some good pop-ups, but I am personally excited to finally get a definitive answer of who's the best in NA. Like, I feel like we have been debating it for so, so long. I think it's a pretty clear big three that we have ended up in. But there's, like, two teams, maybe, like, Exile or G, that are kind of the contenders to force a... you know, force it into a 4-horse or a 5-horse race potentially for top in NA. So yeah, I'm pretty excited. I mean, and then there's of course the dark horse teams, right? You have Ignorance, now Brave Birders, Nihao. It's gonna be an awesome tournament. So that is what I'm most excited for. Who is the best team in North America? Because come on, we're the 2-time world championship region. Mm-hmm. We gotta be there to represent. And who are we gonna be sending the biggest, the baddest? We'll have to see. And McMahon, Swing Walker. All right, whatever. Yeah, so it's going to be an awesome event. Do we want to talk about... No, let's talk about the NAIC bracket first. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. So, if anybody is interested on format, it is getting a little wild. So... just so we all recognize this, there is, of course, the regional final and the final stretch. The final stretch is an open tournament. We already had teams sign up to compete. They will be competing for a world slot. They are going to be competing in a double elimination tournament where the top three teams will play against the bottom five teams of the regional finals. Therefore, NA regional finals will be concluding, I believe, in 1 day. Can anybody?
Yes.
Can anybody? Yeah. Yep. Okay. That is what the schedule
100%.
Says. Friday's last game of the Friday will be the grand final. It is going to be a marathon and a sprint all mixed into one, but it's going to be freaking awesome. So I can't wait. I mean, fans are getting a treat for a Friday. Like, normally we do not get something this hype. So it's going to be pretty dope. But, all right, let's get into it before we even talk about final stretch and stuff like that. Regional finals, winners matchups. We have Nemesis versus Nihao, Orange Users versus G. Losers round matchups are Exile versus Ignorance and Brave Birders versus Luminosity Gaming. What's everybody's match to watch at round one?
Round one for me is Orange Users and G.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a very good match. If anybody needs a roster reminder, Orange Juicers is Kratos, Roland, Flareon, Zugrug, Machizel, and of course Coach Bina. And then on G, formerly coach players by Bina, Eggnoob, Black CH, Zealot, Slash, and OG on that crew.
It's going to be a good one. There's a lot of, kind of old and new mixed in. The fact that they're both on winner side is just going to be trouble for whoever loses and drops down, right? They are not, there are no slouches amongst those teams. So, and I mean, we are casting the regional run up in the pools, and like, I think it was Spraggles that said it, like, this is the best that Black has looked in a, you know, some of those games. I think it was like a Mystical Fire, a Delphox game where they were just,
oh yeah,
just
going crushing.
Crazy. So, you know, I mean, I'm excited for it. If everybody's on their keel here, even keel, I think it's going to be a good match.
Yeah, I think that's a really good one. Bridget, how about you? Is it the same match B, Oranges versus G, or is there another one that you're particularly pumped for?
They're honestly, I'm excited for every matchup. All of these teams are so different, but excellent in the same way. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just can't wait. Other than Orange Juice versus G, I would have to say Exile versus Ignorance.
That's a good one. That's
I'm
a really good one.
I'm excited to see how Ignorance does.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a win or go home game because it's start in losers, which,
right.
I mean, I don't know if this format's going to remain the same, but geez, that is going to be a crazy, crazy exciting few rounds. Exile versus Ignorance and Brave versus Luminosity are both great games. However, I think I'm going to throw my vouch to A in Nemesis versus Nihao, if only because I don't think I can lose watching that game. Like, if Nemesis win, they're my boys. I'm so excited. They're proving to everybody they're the best in North America. They're crushing. They're winning. Love that for Nem. But if Nihao win, I'm like, yo, this brand new team is so sick. Let's go. Like, this team out of nowhere takes down Nemesis. Like, it is just a winning sum of a match. So I think winner semifinal A between Nemesis and Nihao is like where my heart is drawn to the most, which is going to be awesome. It is going to be great. But shall we start doing some laser quick predictions out of this?
Let's do it.
Sure.
We don't have to do laser quick. Here. We can do normal quick.
You just show projected and lock it.
Done. All set.
This one, please.
Okay. Nemesis versus Nihao. Who do we got? I think I'm going to vote Nemesis. The tournament potentially tournament favorites are in my mind. Orange Juicer's right there. Whew, it's good. Anyway, I'm voting Nemesis. Anybody voting Nihao here?
No, I'm sorry. Okay. I have to go with the Lanimals. Okay.
All right, Nem, yes. Oh, I love that term is catching on in the Unite community. Yes, the Lanimals are there. Okay, Orange Juicers versus G. Dang, is this such a good game? Who do we got? Orange Juicers versus G. Spraggles is voting OJ. I'm actually kind of surprised by that. I'm surprised he's voting OJ with, like, Flareons and crew on G. Bit surprised, but okay. Wait, how about all of you?
Isn't Flareons on Orange Juicers?
Oh, wait, yeah, never mind. I'm getting these rosters wrong. Okay, yeah, go. No, all right, never mind. It makes a lot of sense. My bad, Jake, my bad. Okay, Deuce next.
Just because Orange Juicers is a great team name that I can do a lot of cool stuff with, I'm going to say Orange Juicers.
You don't think G is okay, pretty bias? Good there, too? Yeah, a lot of bias going on.
G is a letter.
Yeah.
Listen, they had a great opportunity to come up with an awesome
Have
name
you ever heard of the word Willikers?
I hate you.
All right, are we voting G or what's going on here?
I want to do whatever Zoinks, the opposite of what Zoinks is doing just for that comment alone.
All right. I was also going to vote OJ. Were you actually going to vote G?
Yeah, I'll give it to G. I feel like it's very dependent how they show up, but NAIC is such a, I don't know, I feel like everyone is so fired up, and I feel like they would feed off of that. They both will, but I don't know.
Yeah, agreed.
I'll go with G.
Agreed. Okay, let's jump down to losers. Exile versus Ignorance. Ooh, this is a toss-up. This is a big toss-up. I'm gonna vote with safe money, though. I'm going with Exile. They're still, like, one of the top championship points earners. Ignorance did have a pretty decent group stage, but I think Exile walked out of one of the hardest groups in the tournament. So I'm going to go with Exile vote here. Beena's thing, Ignorance popping off lately. Ooh, Scrimbucks. Scrimbucks are a good vouch.
If there's anything I learned about Unite is scrim stocks are worth nothing. It's like trading Monopoly money.
It's all of esports. They are nothing.
Hey, Zoinks, do you remember at regionals when I randomly started pulling out all that fake money out of my suit jacket?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's those were scrim stocks.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I cashed all those scrim stocks in for.
Yeah, people are all talking about scrim bucks and everything, yeah, in chat. Here's the thing about scrims is this is the same in all of esports, by the way. I've watched esports for a very long time. I've made podcasts about esports for a very long time. There, if you ask any player, they have never lost a scrim. Anytime you're like, oh yeah, how are scrims going? Oh, freaking awesome. We're winning everything. Even in like blocks, we're not doing super hot. We're still winning most of them. You're like, okay. But if everybody's winning, who is losing? Nobody's never losing. So that's
the only person, and I hate to give them these flowers because they dumpster me in our opinion.
Okay.
The only person I've talked to that had what I felt like was the most honest analysis of their scrims was Toon. he was like, you know, we're about 40% against these teams. Absolutely cannot beat this one. But, you know, we're seeing some progress. It was just like the most, like, yeah. And I wish I had some cooler stuff to say. But this is just what it is. And, like, I felt the what it is energy so strongly. I was like, you know what? I'd actually buy this result here.
Yeah.
Because if it was any different, I think they'd be able to gas him up a little bit better.
That's so funny. Okay, well, good scrim talk, everybody. Good scrim talk. Back to predictions. Exile versus Ignorance. Dupes next. Vote with your heart. Vote with your money. Where are we going?
Exile.
Okay. I also voted for Exile, so we are going to be moving them on. But, Bridget, are you going to throw your lot in with Exile, or is it with Ignorance?
I hear Ignorance is doing really good at scrims lately, guys. I would like to go with Ignorance.
Hell yeah, I love that. Okay, the matchup. Brave Birders versus Lutano first round.
Which is Lutano.
Yeah. Of course, where Lutano literally got the play of the season voted by the people and committee in last year's Unite Esports Awards, where Lutano in the 5K BMU game, first round against Brave Birders. It happened. But are we voting Brave Birders again? Or are we voting Luminosity Gaming? I know Wonder Chef's going sweep of the Birders. But Bridget, you ended last time. Let's get you to start this time around. LG or BB?
I love Brave Birders, and I love that they had the plot armor to make it to NAIC. I'm very happy.
This is like, also, by the way, I think the third time this season that a DQ has moved them into a qualifying position. I think it's the second time. That is, they're praying all the right things. okay.
But I will go with LG.
Okay. I'll make this easier for you, Dupes. Next, I am also voting LG.
So what this matchup feels to me, and using the Luminosity lore here, this feels like the matchup that will be the SAUL esports of LG from Worlds, right?
Okay.
They're like the only game they drop. This might be like the 2-1, like super shaky, like if they make it out, they're kind of shaking their hands, like what was that? but would be the catalyst for the LG run through. And don't forget, in our loser interview, which we did for some reason at regionals, we interviewed Lutano, who was like, we're gonna win this thing, you know, put your money down, bet. Like there's no doubt in our minds. And when you're looking at the roster that they have, it's if they are walking in with that much confidence, and they make it through what would be, like I said, the SAUL test that they'll have within here, I mean, that could just be a banger run of no losses. Yes. So I will also go with LG, and okay. I think that they're going to be a horrifying team to play against.
Agreed. We did have a couple of, or at least one question from that guy on points for LG. We did the math pre-tournament. I believe if Exile gets second or first, and LG loses round one, then it's over. So it's very, it'd be a big surprise for it to happen that way. But actually, if Exile just win, because Luminosity Gaming are third in points. So if Nemesis and OJ qualify via points and not winning, then LG doesn't qualify. So it is a very niche case, yes, but the chances of someone stealing a points qualification away from Luminosity basically mean one of the big three teams don't win. That is essentially what it comes down to.
We literally almost saw that situation happen in EU.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Literally a couple weeks ago. So it's
yeah.
it's not.
Well, it almost happened. Right, yeah, it almost happened. That was pretty nuts. Klaus and Gek coming for everybody's world slots. It was
awesome.
Wild. Yeah. But okay. Points aside. Let's keep going in losers. G versus Exile.
For some of my other predictions to go correctly, Exile will win this.
Okay. Okay.
I'm pretty solidly in on G winning the
final stretch.
The final stretch, yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Virtue, I'm gonna make this hard on you. I'm gonna vote G to beat Exile. I think G can take down Exile.
I do as well. I think this is a really, really good matchup.
Oh man. Okay. Hold on. I always do this. Anytime that we're looking at this, I like to look at role matchups, right? So mm-hmm. on G, we have is Slash playing tank or support right now for this team.
What's the team?
I don't know. I think I'm gonna get rid of all my writing if I.
No. I think Agnew was playing support.
Let's say
he's playing
Agnew
support.
Was playing
okay,
support.
So Neon. Oh yeah, it's Agnew support. Okay, Slash yep. tank. Man, I really do think Pure is like low key one of the best tanks in the entire region. I think he's unbelievably good. I think Freak's a solid jungler. I think his pool is a little bit smaller than most. But you could probably say the same about Black. Like their skill sets seem like similar. They're niche, but they're good on what their picks are, but they're like little niche on what they can pick.
Simp crazy leveled up at regionals, by the way.
That's true. The question is he playing too many card games? You know?
Well, from 2 weeks ago, there's no shot. I mean, Simp was
Who's the attacker for G then? Bridget, do you have the team up?
That's a great
it's
question.
It's Agnoob slash OG Zealot and Black CH. Zealot, right?
Yeah. So
it's probably a pivot between
it's
Black
like roll
Zealot
right?
based on draft.
If they play Leafeon, Zealot plays central kind of thing, and then OG plays mm-hmm. top. Okay. Black Zealot's was, jungle.
I got it. I think it's less.
Man, the only thing is how freaking good they performed in groups though, right? Like that's what's making us all vouch for G it all. That's what's making me vouch for G. Like they beat LG in groups. Like that's kind of crazy. So,
yeah, I mean,
you
have
like
Slash is like brain.
Exactly.
You know, like he is good
and,
at this.
And you can't undersell Egg either. Egg's incredibly smart. I mean, Black coached a lot of the LATAM teams that are seeing success. Like this mm-hmm. is a brainy squad when it comes to this game.
Yeah, and I feel like Blissey's good right now. I'll be interested to see, obviously, how it does. But
I like this line of thinking. I'm with
this. This is a Blissey. I feel like this team likes having Blissey be really good. Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm off base.
What is cool about G specifically is you can put into the off-tank pseudo-support role of Blissey, like you're saying, and then you have a raw tank in Agnew. And that is a sick combo. You can even do the Hoopa Blissey thing because Agnoob was on that wave for a bit when they had to be.
Yeah.
This is Shades of Season 1, and if the meta shapes out to be for favorable to that, like they just have more experience than everyone else. Like this team has
Are you changing your vote to G? Is that what's happening here?
No, I'm making a case for why they're going to win the final stretch. That's my
thought. Oh, okay.
That's the story I wrote.
We'll get to that too. Gatlu's feeding teams the Greedent tech. Okay, good to know.
Okay, write that down. just to ruin Doobsnax's entire plot he's put in his head, I want to go with G.
Okay. Is there any specific reason, or just is that what the heart wants?
I feel like for the reasons I've been talking about.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess. If there was a thesis.
This is actually fine, too, because if we don't have G winning this, then they still drop to the final stretch.
Right.
So
and they go up against top three teams from there. And there's some decent teams going to the final stretch that I know of. But yeah, I wish I had that full list in front of me. I'm sure if I ask somebody, I might be able to get it. But okay. Nihao versus Luminosity Gaming. How far can Nihao go, y'all? How far? We can't be predicting Nihao to 0-2, are we? Who knows the team?
LG wins.
Okay, okay. Are we all just voting LG? Well, I mean, Dupes Next is an IM, so I guess we technically are. But Bridget, are you a Nihao holdout?
Blush isn't going to be there, right? Are they missing someone?
Yeah, I believe they are missing Blush.
Maybe if Blush was there.
Okay, it's a good out.
All right. The record show that everyone on Earth wants Nihao to make a run in this event, because it will just become exponentially more silly and fun if they do. So,
right. Gosh, it'd be so good.
Just putting that out there.
Yeah, agreed. They played LG and Tourney. Not officials. I don't know. Nihao believers rise up. All right. I mean, chat clearly has a favorite team, right? Like, Nihao are going to be favorites at this tournament. Like, if you're a top team, watch out. You're about to be the villain when Nihao walks on that stage. I'm just
saying. Can't believe Braveburners are getting, like, outflanked by Nihao on being NA's home team.
On the Talon team, too. Honestly, right. That is the one thing we're not giving Braveburners a lot of credit for, is we are in the hardcore Sylveon meta. Like, this is Colin Tang's time to shine. But okay, let's jump back to winner side. Nemesis versus OJ or Orange Juicers. Also very funny that we're gonna get GLG revenge match from groups. That's cool. But okay, Nemesis versus Orange Juicers into the grand final.
Ridge, go for it. Where's Zoinks? One of you two. Essentially not me.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
good rule.
OJ.
Okay.
Won last monthly, correct? Uh-huh.
Yes, they did. Yeah, the current NA champs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I like it. Man. I like it a lot. I'm gonna vote Nemesis though. I'm sticking to my Lanimal narrative. I really am, and I'm putting a lot of weight behind that Nemesis team with that. So, they also stuck together through a lot, like for a year kind of thing. So,
true.
I'm pumped for that. Metallics had more time to actually play with the team now. This is it. This is come on, Nem. Let's go. I'm voting Nemesis for over Orange Juicers.
I am also voting for Nem to lean into my theory of a team that sticks together, finds success together.
Okay.
And they're literally the only team in this winner's side that has done that, right? They're not just raucous upstarts or dismantlings of other squads. Now, tip of the cap, of course, to Ignorance, Braveburners, and Exile as well. Those are two teams that have stayed together. For the Exile had a couple shufflings around, but you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So tip the captain M there.
All right,
and I really like Rex's support play as well.
Mm-hmm, so. Mm-hmm. Especially he's one of our best chances at Sableye in this bracket.
The other one's on LG, so
that's true. Well, doesn't Nihao play some Sableye too? I feel like match A might be. Sableye full. We'll see. Okay, G versus LG, the salty run back from group stage. This is going to be a really good one. That was a good match. They made LG look shaky. That was, like, concerning. Chat's saying Nihao plays everything. Yeah, that's true. They play Cinderace in lane. So, all right, G versus LG. Man. I think G is capable of taking down LG. That is like, there's no question. Last time the LG banner was at NAIC, they were the villains, right? Like, people genuinely did not want them to win. They wanted TTV to win. I don't think that's the same case this time around. I feel like this LG team is going to have a lot of fans. Like, they're going to have a lot of people cheering for them. I don't know if that'll be the same case as G. I think LG might get crowd buff.
Well, it's like after the BP oil spill, BP getting Keanu Reeves to be their spokesperson, right? And like Lutano's just out there like carrying the water for LG, like, hey, you guys can like us now.
Guac something something guac bowl, and I was like,
right, everybody's like, oh yeah, including myself. I'm like,
yeah, it must be, it works for me. I'm like,
we gave
yeah.
Lutano a loser's interview, bro.
It's true.
If Lutano's dad's there, it's over.
Yeah.
If Lutano's
dad is there, it's over. It's LG.
Yeah. Bye bye, G.
Dad buff. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. I mean, okay. That's why in person tournaments is so sick. Like, it's going to be so much fun. Like, Dad Tano would not exist without that. Who's the most, like, righteous dude ever, by the way?
I was so sad. I remember, like, seeing, I think, you and Spraggles, like, interviewing him, but, like, the audio got messed up or something, and so, I don't
we
know.
We had a
never...
great interview. He was,
I know, it was so sad.
It up with us, too.
I wanted it. I wanted it so bad.
I can't wait for this event, y'all. Oh my god, I'm so excited. How am I getting this excited over someone's dad? Okay, I think we're putting LG forward on principle at this point in time. I don't know. I genuinely think, though, like, it's hard to beat a team twice. It genuinely is. In tournament, if we're considering group stage in this tournament to be the same, I know it's a long break, but I think LG can do it. This is a crazy loser's bracket run for them. Does it end here in the loser's finals? Can LG beat Orange Juicers right now? I personally don't think so. I think Orange Juicers wins loser's finals. All right, they can take down LG. LG obviously has momentum. They're carving up the loser's bracket up until this point. They haven't lost a set, but Orange Juicers, all they've had to play is G and Nemesis. They lost to G. LG beats them. Ooh, transitive property does make them lose this match. But I do think Orange Juicers take down LG. Roland versus Otter, though, is one of the most banger attacker matchups. But Roland's not playing attacker. This
Roland's playing support, brother.
Sucks. Roll swap.
You're talking yourself out of it.
All right. Flareon's versus Otter is very good, too. But, man, I didn't really like it.
And Spraggles just died inside. Good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Notable Flareon's fan.
True.
Braggles.
All right, my vote's towards OJ.
All right, LG. Bridge, it's
Bridget.
On
why do you do this?
We've all wrong. Had to do this tonight so far.
I just feel so unfair to me specifically. I don't know. I just keep thinking... They're both really good on LAN, but I fear I might think LG.
Okay, yeah. I mean, storyline-wise, like, if we're considering the tournament, if it plays out like as we've predicted, LG's on a freaking heater right now. Like, they can't lose. They get the revenge match against G and win it and move on to loser finals. Like, they're that close to getting the paid invite to Worlds out of Grands. Like, that's pretty crazy.
It'd be pretty hype. It'd be pretty hype.
Yeah. Also, if they're
well,
in this
right
position,
now, at this
they're
point,
guaranteed
all of
for
these
Worlds.
Teams are invited. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. At this point, they're guaranteed for Worlds. Mm-hmm. It's a paid invite, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, if they beat G, then it's... They're in, but all right. So, are you voting LG?
I think I am.
Okay, sounds good. So, we have an LG Nemesis grand final, which be still my beating heart. I absolutely love that. All right, we're gonna have why'd I put my like real person name? Oh, hold on.
All right. Oh, weird of you,
Zoinks, Dube Snacks, and Bridget. We each are going to pick a tournament winner out of this one. And oh man, going LG in this grand final. I think LG reset the bracket and finish it.
Wow.
I think they do in this projected bracket, in this universe. That's how it ends. LG do it. She's always picking Niao out of nowhere. I'm not chat, okay? All right, Blush is voting Nemesis. Actually, that's a great idea. Chat, let us know. Who do you think's going to win? I'll pick whoever talks the most. Doobsnax,
already
Bridget,
picked.
Who are you winners?
Oh, you're picking one for them. I would say Nemesis.
Okay, Nemesis is, or Bridget is a Nemesis vote. Deuce next. Dextro saying LG resets and then Nem wins on the run back. Damn.
Drama.
Oof. I mean, that could happen. Oh, that'd be so good. This tournament's going to be good no matter what. It literally. Wonder Chef storms on stage, takes the controller, and 1v9s. Yeah, that's
while cool. Fighting off staff and the other players.
Wonder Chef.
chat, Alex, Wonder Chef.
you scamps.
oof. Yeah, I think it's...
so suspenseful.
And just, I'm not sure. I do really enjoy both of these teams. I enjoy both of their support players quite a bit. It's...
Yeah, Rex versus JL is a good matchup. You have Joey versus Az, which is a pretty good one. But, I mean, Joey's kind of unbelievable when he gets his right draft, right? That's what do you have? Trainer versus...
they both have a player I think that you can just like punch a gap in their strategy with. Like I think Joey on other Pokemon besides Tree, there's a noticeable difference. And I think Rex on not Blissey is a notable difference as well. So I wonder how they're gonna play around set. I'm gonna say LG in this scenario
yes.
as well. All
right.
It's 6-1. I'm feeling more comfortable making a call because the three teams that I think are going to make Worlds out of NA after this day concludes, we have in this draft sorted out that way. Mm-hmm.
Luminosity have the hardest path, right? Like they have to start in losers. So they
right, but somebody has to make it to the grand finals from losers, right? And I think they have the chops
kinda.
To do it.
Yeah. Like, yes, that is, I just mean, like, you could start in the winner's side at the start of the day and still make grants, but if from losers. But yeah, I see what you're saying. Okay, well, there we go. Chat, you voted Wonder Chef as a very good vote. I liked it a lot. Well done. But okay, that is our predictions for the NAIC bracket. Of course, that's just day one. Someone asked before, are all matches going to be on stream? Absolutely not. There is no way all these matches are going to be on stream. Keep an eye on Twitter for constant updates of where the matches are at. I think from people in the venue, it's going to be your best way to follow along, I suppose. I don't know either way. But anyway, that's going to be day one. We will know the majority of teams, but then of course the final stretch will be ongoing throughout day one. And then a top eight bracket will be going on in day two, where we will see five teams. Deuce next, you had already said you're pretty sure that G is going to be winning the final stretch and qualifying for the World Championships.
So.
Bridget, do you have any calls for World Championship teams for from the final stretch? Out of those bottom five slash potentially some, if you know any from the final stretch. I don't know many full teams. There's no kind of some pickup stacks, but
yeah, I don't know many full teams going in through the final stretch, except E-Kittens. And
that's
I would
right.
love
Get
if there was
Chinese
an E-Kittens.
Buddy.
Yeah, I literally want to make a sign
that was
and put
the
that
best.
On it.
That was the best.
You do need a sign with that. You absolutely
that's
do.
Funny.
I will cry myself to sleep if Dat Boy Muck and V-Chad do not make that top three to final stretch. Like
I really
good.
Need it.
It'd be so good. Okay. But yeah, that's a great shout.
I will let you all know. Thursday morning. Myself and Muck have a pre-planned workout sesh with matching t-shirts. So,
okay.
I don't know if the
live
world
stream?
Can handle that. No, of course not. Already live screened.
Tune into twitch.tv/zoinkscast on Thursday morning.
I'm gonna say it's not live streamed, and then I'm immediately gonna look over and it's gonna be Muck being like, "All right, we out here." Whatever it is he does.
He's IRL
Whatever
stream.
Whatever it is he does. That's awesome. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, tank taps or I'm not watching. Listen, that's 5 gifted. Anyway, we'll figure it out later.
I will say real quick, we ordered matching t-shirts and we both got them off some crazy, we were trying to be true to E-Kitten's nature. We both got them off Chinese websites.
Okay.
And
oh,
mine
good.
Showed up so small, it was embarrassing. And I was like, I can't actually wear this. I was like, I'm not wearing this, dude, no shot. So we had to reorder more shirts.
Yeah.
And those haven't come in yet, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, so maybe matching t-shirts. Also, Bina with the most Canadian reference of the chat, by the way. Body Break with Doosnacks and Datboy Muck. Body Break. Some will get it. Okay. So final stretch. We have a vote for E-Kittens. We got a vote for G. Nihao qualify for Worlds through final stretch. I believe they'll have 3 chances. I don't know how the double elim is gonna work for top 8 of final stretch, or if it's single elim, or what the format is. But if they start in winner's side, they'll have 4 chances to get wins out of those losses. So I believe in Nihao, okay? So I'm getting them.
I'm putting you on the button real quick. You've got 30 seconds. The 3 teams we put in our top 8 would be 3 teams qualified for Worlds. On the rip, where would you put them on your board?
Oh, man. Okay, LG, NEM, and Orange Juicers on the board. I would probably put LG the highest out of that crew if they win.
Wow.
So, well, this is, again, this is like based on this tournament. So if LG won, I would probably put them at 11. I would put Nemesis at 13, and I would put Orange Juicers at 14.
I think that's fair that the NA teams are grouped together.
They feel middle of the packy to me.
They balance each other out very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
It's tough to distinguish one.
The parity seems really close between them. When we start getting APAC in the mix and stuff, we might have to split them up and separate them a little bit, but that's kind of where I'm saying. Oh, final stretch is single elim. Okay, so Nihao only have 3 chances of getting losses before they can take it, but... Dang, it's going to be a heater on the both days. It's going to be so fun. As a reminder, everybody, like, if you're just attending and spectating, or if you're competing, there's also, like, side events for all the games, technically. But it's, like, the first time that Unite has, like, legitimate organized side events. They have, like, some really cool format events. We talked about them on a previous episode, but you can win prize tickets, which you can go get, like, plushies and Pokemon cards from the prize wall, which is so cool, just for participating. I think they're doing one where, like, you can only pick starter Pokemon, like, from the mainline games, which is kind of cool. They're doing, like, just an all EVs tournament kind of thing, which is kind of fun. So definitely some cool things to check out if you're just at the event. Also, on Sunday, Unite won't necessarily have, like, anything on main stage. However, I know Doopsnack, Spraggles, Wonder Chef, and I will all be around the venue just hanging out and also participating in some Unite-related activities. So if you are wanting to hang out with us, I think we're going to hang out, like, learn to play some on Sunday and stuff like that, and a few other various things. So come check it out. And everyone, just be excited for NAIC. It's going to be so much freaking fun. Whether you're watching from home or whether you're actually at the venue, it is going to be an awesome time. Anytime all the NA teams get to come together and hang out, and all the NA communities, streamers, fans, players, general Pokemon community, it's always a blast. So I personally cannot wait. But Bridget, we've hit the end of the episode. Is there anything you'd like to plug?
Just your hype Japan watch party this weekend. It's gonna be so much fun.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for plugging that up. Yeah, that'll be great. Doomsnax, how about you?
Oh, super quick. I do want to just gas some stuff up and some reminders. It is Pride weekend in New Orleans to celebrate that. which there's going to be parades. There's going to be a lot more people than maybe previously anticipated. I will be posting on Twitter, and I'll get Zoinks and Bridge 2 as well. Kind of the stretch of bars for Saturday night that has like a restaurant if you're, you know, under 21. But essentially, it's going to be a row of locations within a block that, you know, hopefully we can get a bunch of Unite players there if they're going out Saturday night to kind of be in that area. So you never feel like you're outside of a Unite-friendly zone. There's always somebody to talk to specifically about that. That being said, the place is less than 10 minutes away by Uber from the venue. So keep that in mind. If you were going to walk, it's about a mile and a half, maybe a mile or so. So want to get everybody kind of level the expectations for folks on that. And ultimately, be safe. It's going to be there's going to be a ton of people out there. It's just going to be chaos. It is New Orleans, which already is a chaotic location to begin with. And then this is going to be a huge influx of people, both between NAIC Pokemon and, of course, Pride Weekend happening there as well. So, you know, eyes up, full hearts. Let's get it done.
Yeah.
Can't lose.
Yeah, thank you. I needed someone to finish the phrase. All right, yes. I think those are really covering everything. But yeah, just again, on Saturday, whether you tune in on Spraggles or on my stream, we're going to have a lot of fun watching the Japanese qualifier tournament. It'll be the second to last region to conclude their qualifications. And then, of course, NA will be after the weekend after an NAIC live and in person. It's going to be crazy. Two lands for Unite in a row for two of the biggest regions in the game. Wow, we're eating good this month. It's going to be awesome. So we'll see you all then. Probably no episode for the next couple of weeks, but we'll see you when we see you. And hopefully we see you at NAIC. So goodbye, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon.